Welcome back to Sports Talk with Jim. I'm Jim, the host of the program. Along with me tonight's my son Austin.
How's it going?
And his Florida Gators are down 35-28 in the fourth quarter.
They're gonna come back. I still have faith.
Your strong point's your defense, not your offense.
I know, and it's 35-28.
Man. 35 points. On what everyone was saying was a very strong defense. And LSU's kind of exposed them a little bit.
LSU has a very strong offense, too, by the way. So it's not very, it's not that exposed.
Good defense is supposed to be a good offense every time.
And it's supposed to travel, by the way. It's not.
So the only conference we got left to cover is the AFC East. I mean, you got New England on top, 6-0. Everyone says Brady doesn't look like Brady. Everyone says he's having a bad year. Look, New England Patriots offense isn't that good. He doesn't have a whole lot there to work with, and like I said off the air, or it might have even been on there, but if you ask Tom Brady off the record, he'll tell you they're not very good. But at the same time, New England possibly, well, at this point, they do have the best defense in the league, and they've benefited over an easy schedule also. So, but New England's definitely the class there. New England, once again, will win the AFC East. I am impressed with Buffalo. Josh Allen and Buffalo, I think they're a good team. I think they make the playoffs this year.
I think they do, too. And I think, didn't you say that they thought they were going to be better this year?
Yeah.
In the beginning? Yeah. But they've been, they're very young, too.
Yeah.
They're a very young team.
They're a young team, but, I mean, I think they're a good team. They're 4-1. They're proving it. Now, the other two teams in the division are the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Both of them are 0-4. And this is where we talk about the bottom of the barrel. So they're 0-4. Cincinnati's 0-5. You've got Pittsburgh and Denver that are 1-4, which I think everybody thinks they're better than that. But then you've got the Washington Redskins that are 0-5.
What's the best 0-5 team?
Who's the worst,
team
in the NFL?
Dolphins.
But the Dolphins are trying to lose.
Yeah, I know. Then you have teams that are sitting here not trying to lose, and they're still
0-5. The Dolphins are trying to lose, and you've got the Redskins that are 0-5. The Jets, which Sam Darnold returns with the Jets against the Dolphins, or against the Dallas Cowboys this week. So the expectation is the Jets will be better. I don't think the Jets beat the Cowboys this week. I don't think they'll be that much better. But when you look at the schedules, and like I said, the Dolphins, are trying to lose. Well, the Dolphins, they've got a bye week this week. No, they play Washington this week. So
we'll be able to see
right
there.
I mean, the Dolphins are trying to lose. The Dolphins are trying to tank. On the Dolphins' schedule, they will play Washington. They'll play the Jets twice. And they'll play the Bengals. Can the Dolphins screw this up and not get the first round draft pick? They very well could.
Yeah, they could. That is terrible. That's awful.
Yeah.
That would really suck.
I mean, Josh Rosen, I've said it, and if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. I think Josh Rosen could be a decent quarterback. He was thrown into a bad situation in Arizona with no offensive line. Kyler Murray's in the same situation. The only reason he won his first game, he played the Bengals. And now Josh Rosen is in Miami, and he's in another bad situation. Yeah. And this poor kid, he's going to be labeled that he can't be an NFL quarterback. But if you ask me, it's by more circumstance than anything. But the Miami Dolphins could screw up and win this game this weekend.
How do you throw it that much to not win? Do you know what I mean? Like how do you secure that first round pick? Because I think now all the 0-4 teams, now they're all racing for the, like, why would you not? If you're, do you know what I mean? Like, why, if you're the Jets, or if you're an 0-4 team now,
but aren't you all racing to be? What are the Jets racing for? I mean, the Jets have got their quarterback.
Yeah.
Supposedly Washington, and that's one thing I wanted to cover that we didn't cover. We'll do that after this, but we'll talk about, yeah, it'll come up during this, but I mean, Washington, you've got your quarterback. You just drafted Dwayne Haskins. Cincinnati, who knows what you got with Cincinnati?
Yeah,
with Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton used to be a decent quarterback, right? I mean, Andy Dalton used to be an okay quarterback.
Maybe an okay quarterback, and you got A.J. Green.
Yeah.
But everyone said with Marvin Lewis, there's got to be a change. Well, now there's a change, and you're just as bad. Yeah. Worse. Mm-hmm. You're worse.
Yeah.
And so you've got the Jets, the Dolphins, the Redskins, and the Cincinnati Bengals that none of them have a win. And the Dolphins, we all know, are trying to tank. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get to a tank of Viola. But I think they could screw this up.
Well, I think against, I don't know. You think when they play Washington, they're going to screw it up?
I think they could beat Washington. Now, Case Keenum is going to start. I forget the interim coach for Washington that's come in. Jay Gruden was fired.
Right.
So you've got interim coach, I think it's Cunningham. Or Callahan. Bill Callahan will come in as interim coach. He's already announced Case Keenum will be the starting quarterback, which tells me that Jay Gruden wasn't off the beaten path. Dwayne Haskins isn't ready. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think they beat Washington. I think they win at least one of the two from the Jets.
That's and what I think they beat Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati. That's when they screwed up is would be against the Jets, because they play Jets twice, you know what I mean?
Right. But and I think they beat Cincinnati.
They beat Cincinnati.
I think
really?
They beat Cincinnati.
I don't think so.
I look at the Dolphins schedule and I see at least two wins. I see them beating the Jets at least once, and that's if they don't beat Washington this weekend. And they very well could. And when we get to our picks, I mean they're at home against Washington. It's hard for me to pick against the Dolphins. Be as bad as Washington is.
Yeah.
And they're at home against Cincinnati, and then they play home and away against the Jets. But this week they play Washington.
So that's four games that they could accidentally get a win.
Exactly.
So that's a lot of chances to mess up.
Exactly.
But do you think the worst team in the NFL, which is the team we're talking about, the worst team in the NFL is going to be an 0-4 team? You think they're not going to win any game?
No, I don't think that. I mean, I think if anybody, I mean, we'll look at the schedules here a little bit. Of course, I think the Jets are going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. I think the Jets
are going to win. With Sam Darnold coming back.
They're probably the best team out of those 0-4 teams that they have.
Yeah, with Sam Darnold coming back, I think the Jets are going to win. You've got Washington. Washington plays the Jets. They play Miami. Other than that, they've got to win one of them two games.
Yeah,
I mean they have to win one of them two games. So
that's a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah,
that's actually a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, I mean Washington. I mean they play the Giants again. So you know that's three teams they could win. They're not. I don't think they beat Dallas, Philadelphia, Green Bay, Carolina, Detroit. I don't think they beat Buffalo, Minnesota, or San Francisco. So, but they have a possibility of three wins. And, of course, after this weekend with Miami, we'll find out if Washington is the worst team.
Right.
As far as them two go, as far as Cincinnati, like I said, we both agreed that we think New York's going to win. So, I mean, we don't think that New York's in this, really in this. With right. Sam Darnold coming back, we don't think New York is going to be the bottom of the barrel. But Cincinnati, I mean, they play Baltimore this week. You look at Cincinnati again, you've got the Jets. They could beat the Jets. They play Miami, Cleveland twice, Oakland. I mean, Cincinnati doesn't have a lot of wins there either.
No.
I mean, so do I think the Dolphins are the worst team in the league? I think it's between Washington or Cincinnati who's the worst team in the league at the end of the season.
Yeah, looking at their schedules is definitely have a point because Washington's schedule, man, that's rough.
Washington's schedule's tough. They're in a tough division.
I mean, so. After this Miami game, their next chance is the Giants, which is all the way in like week 16 or something like that. Like,
that's crazy. We're looking at the Cincinnati schedule.
Yeah. So, I mean, in Cincinnati, you got Cleveland at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got rivalry games that could go either way.
Right.
But at the same time,
but they're bad enough for they're not gonna. Right. Win those rivalry games. I don't think they're going to win those rivalry games.
So, I mean, Cincinnati's got Miami.
Miami might have the easiest schedule out of these guys. And they're still trying to tank. You're going to...
Well, Miami has the easiest schedule because of the conference they're in.
Right,
The same reason that New England's got the easiest schedule.
Yeah.
So, it is who you play, who's in your division. But at the same time... The Dolphins do got to play New England twice. They do have to play Buffalo twice. But, at the same time, when you look, we looked at Washington's schedule. We figured they might have two wins.
Mm.
We looked at Cincinnati's schedule.
We give them the two, right? Also, right?
They might have two wins.
But
you look at Miami's schedule and... They could possibly have four wins.
Four wins, yeah. That's crazy. So, that is crazy.
But
I think the worst team is Miami. We talk about like skill, all that kind of stuff. But I think at the end of the season, like when you factor in like the schedule and stuff, who's gonna have the worst record? I think it might be Redskins. I think they might have the worst record.
I think the worst record is going to be between Washington. In Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's a really bad team, too. Mm-hmm.
They are. And like so. I said, their schedule... The only reason... I still think Dolphins are the worst. The only reason that they might is because their schedule is like... Well, like we said, the division they play in, regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they might have the best schedule out of those... Or the best... Or more wins than those other two bottom teams.
And they're trying to lose.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins are trying to lose, and they could very well screw this up. And fall into 3 to 4 wins.
Yeah.
So
that would suck for them.
So, but one thing that we touched on, Jay Gruden getting fired.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden, I think everybody knew it was coming. Now, part of the issue is with Dwayne Haskins. People said they should start him. Gruden said he wasn't ready. Brought him in there. Dwayne Haskins proved he wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got Callahan coming in this week. He's already announced. Bill Callahan's already announced that Case Keenum will start this week. So evidently he doesn't think Dwayne Haskins is ready.
Yeah.
But now get this. They text Jay Gruden from the reports. They text Jay Gruden... After the game Sunday, so you figure by the time he played the game, got home, probably 8-9 o'clock at night, yeah. he got a text saying that they wanted to meet with him at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm. So, and who knows, Jay Gruden might show up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day.
Yeah.
It's very well possible. But with the writing on the wall.
You know that, what that text is.
Yeah.
If my boss is calling me and saying, hey, after I know what's going on, team meeting at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not meeting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right, exactly. And when you know what this is all about, yeah. I mean, don't you text back and say, you know what, let's just do this now.
Yeah.
Or I'll be in around 10 or 11 to get my stuff. We can do it then.
Definitely.
I mean, do I really have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for this? If I know I'm losing my job, I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock.
No chance. That is ridiculous.
Right.
I'm offended for Jay Gruden. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, no way. There's no way. You're fired from my job, and you want me to get up at 5 or be there at 5 o'clock in the morning? Come on.
Right. And Jay Gruden, I mean, like, with my job, I start early and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's times I start at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
And that's fine. That's all part of your job. And if I know I'm going to work the next day and I get up at 3:30 in the morning and ready to go to work, that's fine.
Right.
But if I know I did something where I screwed up and my boss texts me and says, you know what, we're going to meet at 3:30 in the morning and I know my job's on the line, I'm going to text back and say, you know what, let's make it somewhere around 9.
Yeah,
I mean, not 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sleeping in. You guys can F off. Like, I'm not. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Now, and get this. Coaches have been in Washington. Dan Snyder's the owner in Washington. And Dan Snyder gets what Dan Snyder wants. Dan Snyder wanted Dwayne Haskins as his quarterback. I never got the feeling that Jay Gruden thought Dwayne Haskins was the future.
Right.
And but Dan Snyder wanted him. Dan Snyder got him. And, of course, we all know what happened with Alex Smith. You know, Washington wasn't a bad team with Alex Smith. And we all know the injury there. And odds of him ever playing football again are slim.
Mm-hmm.
But with Dan Snyder and everything that's gone on, he gets what he wants. But just some of the coaches that have been in the organization under Dan Snyder, you've had Matt LaFleur, who's the head coach of Green Bay. You've had Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, I forgot about Kyle Shanahan.
And Sean McVay have all coached for the Washington Redskins.
Dang.
So, is the problem the coaching with the Redskins, or does the problem start at the owner of the Redskins?
That's kind of what it sounds like, honestly, you know?
Yeah, because Dan Snyder is an owner that it's going to be his way.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys that are...
Yeah, it's...
That's what it sounds like. You have those people...
You have those people in your building. You let them leave your building.
Sean McVay is one of the best coaches to ever coach football. You know what I mean?
Let's slow down. I said
people say, but people say that. His mind is like insane. You know what I mean? But then, like you said, Matt LaFleur, like all those guys, Kyle Shanahan, like, come on, those are pretty good coaches. Everyone thinks those guys are all pretty good coaches.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that sounds bad on his part. Very bad on his part.
And just one other note on this. When ask about what he thought about his brother getting fired from Washington, do you hear John Gruden's response?
No, what did he say?
He said, welcome to the club, bro. So, it happens. So, but with that, I think we've covered all the NFL. What do we got going on with the game?
Well, it's 35-28 still, and Florida just threw an interception when they're about to score. So that's what happened. Kyle Trask, you know.
Well, that's Florida's defense has got to hold them now. I mean, it's still a good game, 35-28.
Yeah, it's
good
still game. It's fourth quarter, so early. So.
Yep. With that being said, we're going to go into the picks for this week. Austin's going to pick. Me and Tom picked it kind of against each other. That didn't work out. Because with everything he had going on. So last week I picked against the spread. I didn't even look to see how I did against the spread. So, but with these, like I said, we're going to have a new website. It's going to be www.sportstalkwithjim. I'm going to have to set that up. So we will put these picks up. Now the games might be over by the time the picks get up because I've got to build the website and everything. But We'll let you know what my pick was, what Austin's pick was, and we'll see how this goes. But the first game will be played in London. It's the Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, like I said, like we talked earlier, he's improved this year, definitely. But from one game to the next, you don't know what you're getting. And you've got Kyle Allen, 4-0 in the NFL.
I don't think that that Tampa Bay comes out with the win there. So
you're gonna.
I mean,
go
you believe in Kyle Allen, but I believe in Christian McCaffrey. So, and I think he's there's no. I don't think they win that.
So you're gonna go with the Panthers on that one. Yep. I got the Panthers also. I don't believe in Tampa Bay. I do believe in Kyle Allen. I'm on the bandwagon. So I'll go ahead and stay on the Kyle Allen bandwagon until he tells me otherwise. So our next game is a 1 o'clock game, Seattle Seahawks at the Cleveland Browns. Browns at home coming off a tough loss against San Francisco. And now they got the Seahawks who, like I said, some games they had trouble against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And possibly if Roethlisberger stayed in, they could have possibly lost against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, they beat the Rams. They lost against the Saints, which can't hold that against them. No, Saints is a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you got Russell Wilson coming into Cleveland against Baker Mayfield and the boys.
Yeah. Seahawks.
You're going to get Seahawks on that one?
I don't think Cleveland has a chance.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks in that one as well. We talked about the woes in Cleveland, and I don't think they improve them
that
this week against the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-mm.
Now this could possibly be the game of the week. Well, this one and the next one, but this one, this one's definitely up there. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans going into Kansas City to face Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Texans are 3-2. Chiefs are 4-1. Patrick Mahomes got his first loss in Jacoby Brissett in the Colts last week. And Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt on defense. This should be a good game.
It should be a good game, but I think that I think he's gonna bounce back Patrick Mahomes this week. I think the Chiefs are still gonna win, but I do see it being a good game. Like I really do. I've liked the Texans since the beginning of the year too, but I don't see them winning this one.
Yeah, I think Mahomes was hurt last week, and let's face it, Detroit, they gave the Chiefs everything they were worth.
Yeah.
So. It's not like the Chiefs are coming off two great games.
Right.
I mean, they barely squeak by Detroit, and then they lose to Indianapolis. And now you got Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans coming in. I just – because the Chiefs are at home, I got to go with the Chiefs. But mostly because the Texans' defense hasn't really shown the pressure that they have in the past. With J.J. Watt and company, and I think that's the key. I think Detroit put Patrick Mahomes under a lot of pressure. I think Indianapolis played a good game, put him under pressure. And let's face it, nobody's as good, no matter who they are. Nobody's as good when they're under pressure and getting hit.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't know that Texas can get home this weekend, so I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the game of the week. Your Washington Redskins at Miami Dolphins. Now, we covered this.
Hmm.
Case Keenum, quarterbacking the Washington Redskins. And you know what? Case Keenum come out week one, they came out 14-0 over the Eagles.
Hmm.
And everyone thought, whoa, you know.
Yeah.
And
Case Keenum's been in some – he's had some W's under his belt.
You know? Case Keenum's not a bad quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, in game one, Washington come crashing down to reality, and they've been there ever since.
Yeah.
And then you got Miami Dolphins with Josh Rosen, who, like I've said time and time again, I don't think he's gotten a fair shake. I don't think he's getting a fair shake. But could the Dolphins stumble into their first victory this week?
Not this week. Not this week. I don't think so. I think Redskins beat Dolphins this week.
So you're going with Washington over Miami. You know what? I like Josh Rosen. Yeah, you know that.
You gonna do it?
I know Miami's trying to lose, but I think Washington's so bad that unless Miami blatantly comes out and pulls Josh Rosen and puts Ryan Fitzpatrick in because they're winning.
Which they can't do, by the way.
Unless they do that, I think Miami stumbles into their first win. And at that point, I don't even know who their coach is, but he probably gets fired. So, but I think they stumble into their first win. I'm telling you, Miami's at least a 3-win team this year.
It's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be this week. I do not think so. I think they're going to lose.
Next game, Philadelphia Eagles going into Minnesota with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are 3-2. The Eagles are 3-2. Carson Wentz and that offense going up against Minnesota's defense. And last week, Kirk Cousins opened up the offense. He's still got Delvin Cook. Adam Thielen's a little happier this week.
Right.
I don't know if Stephon Diggs is so happy because he still got kind of shunned, but Kirk Cousins proved he can still throw the football. And that defense is a solid defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of want to go Philadelphia here, actually. I think I'm going to go Eagles this one.
You're going to go Eagles?
I think the Eagles are going to win this game.
You think Carson Wentz and the Eagles get it done? I'm going to take Minnesota at home.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota. I think them opening up the offense, I hope they continue to do it, because if not, that's a bad pick on my part. But if they keep the offense opened up, let Kirk Cousins throw the ball, hand it off to Delvin Cook a little bit, and let that defense take over against Philadelphia's offense.
I think it'll be a good game.
I think the Minnesota Vikings win this one at home. Next game. Teddy Bridgewater and the New Orleans Saints go into go into Jacksonville to face Minshew Mania.
Man, I thought about this game. Oh, I really did. Like, I really thought, like, sitting there, I was like, man, I really did. I don't know. I mean, I still
said
Saints.
Out of all these games, this is the one that
this one just stumped me a little bit. I was like, I almost went Jacksonville here.
So you're buying into Minshew Mania.
I love it. I really love it, honestly. I really do.
Look, they're saying Jalen Ramsey, I believe last thing I saw was a game time decision, but they're projecting him to play. Same time, Teddy Bridgewater showed that he doesn't have to throw the ball to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints are just... As far as talent wise, the Saints are
they're
leaps and bounds above Jacksonville as far as talent wise. While Minshew Mania is taking over Jacksonville and taking over the country, I don't see them getting it done this week. I'm going to go with the Saints also. Mm-hmm. And our next game's AFC North battle. I don't know how much of a battle, but it'll be the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not going to even entertain this game as far as going into detail. I'm just going to tell you I'm taking the Ravens in this one.
So am I. Definitely the Ravens in this one.
Now, the next game. This is one I'm actually looking forward to. And it's the unbeaten San Francisco 49ers against the 3-2 Rams. And the Rams have lost the last two.
Mm.
Rams are at home. And San Francisco is undefeated. Jimmy Garoppolo, the defense looks good. Defense looked really good against Cleveland. And, I mean, the Rams are on a downturn. Yeah. They've lost two in a row.
I just don't see – I think the 49ers are a little overrated, And I think the Rams are going to come out with the win here. I think maybe because they've lost two in a row, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have that where you need to win, you have the urgency and everything. So I just don't think the 49ers are as good as they seem.
I think the 49ers, I think this is the best team the 49ers have faced this season. And I think it shows this week. So I got to go with the Rams. Jared Goff, Todd Gurley. I just think the Rams get it done. Just happened to look back at the TV.
We don't have to say anything.
Do you want to comment on that?
I don't. No, Florida's losing currently to LSU 42-28 with 2 minutes left in the game. So
I think we know which team is going to move into the top four. I don't think it'll be the one that's the farthest south.
Oh, man.
So,
and I had faith for a long time, but it's getting close.
Yeah, if Florida won this game and then turned around and beat Georgia, Florida probably had a chance to possibly squeak in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Florida loses this game, their hopes of squeaking in are very far-fetched. Yeah. So,
there's no way.
We're going to go to the next game. Another two teams that are bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't think one would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta?
Yeah, you've got the Atlanta Falcons at the Arizona Cardinals. Matt Ryan having a rough year. Julio Jones. And then you've got Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. And I'll tell you, I don't know. This kid, they're going to break him in half by the end of the year as far as that offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but Atlanta, again, like I said, Atlanta, 1-4.
I still think they win here. I think they have more weapons than Arizona, and Arizona's line is just so bad.
Well, I'll tell you, the bright spot as far as Arizona is Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is definitely a bright spot. Having another good year, solid professional.
That's crazy.
Matt Ryan's looked terrible. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn, he's got to be, even though the owner says he's not on the hot seat, he's got to be on the hot seat. But at the same time, I got to take Atlanta in this one. We got to take a break. As we're up against it, we'll come back with the rest of our picks and end the show up after that. We'll come back and we will tell you who wins out of the Cowboys and Jets. Who's the better team these days? Welcome back to Sports Talk with Jim. I'm Jim. Along with me is Austin.
How's it going, everybody?
Watching Florida down 42-28 with a little over a minute to go. Yep. Once again, ran the Wildcat to throw a pass. You take your quarterback out to throw a pass.
Talk about it.
No sense to me. But
especially when the first time they scored was very lucky.
Very lucky. And this one went incomplete. So
I was lucky.
It's second down or
Third and goal now
with 1:31 left. Looks like the Gators' chances of breaking into the top four are pretty slim. LSU's is pretty good. We're going to get back to our picks. Next game on the list is Tennessee Titans at the Denver Broncos. I've told you how I feel about Marcus Mariota. Him and Jameis Winston, I think, are in the same boat. I think after this year, the Tennessee Titans and Tampa Bay Buccaneers got a lot of soul searching to do. I don't think either one of these guys are in a position that you want to pay them as your franchise quarterback. And that's where they're at. At the same time, Denver, Joe Flacco going in there, I actually thought Denver would be better this year than what they have been so far, but they got off the snide, got their first win last week, and with Tennessee and coming into Denver this week, I'm going to go Broncos on this one.
I'm going to go Tennessee.
And you have a reason to go Tennessee?
Derrick Henry. I love Derrick Henry. Like, so, I really do.
So you think Derrick Henry is going to go in there and just walk all over? I think
it's
going to
be difference maker is what I think it's going to be. And I think they're going to win. The Broncos have not looked good.
No, the Broncos haven't looked good. I don't see it in the Titans. Yeah. I just don't see it. Now, I don't like Marcus Mariota. I swear.
You really don't like
Marcus Mariota? No, I really do not like Marcus Mariota. I think if Marcus Mariota stubs his toe and he can't play this game and Ryan Tannehill starts this game, and I don't think Ryan Tannehill is the end-all, be-all of quarterbacks, yeah. But I like him enough over Mariota that if Mariota stubs his toe and Tannehill starts, I change my pick. So I don't like Marcus Mariota. Next game on the list, Dallas Cowboys at New York Jets. Sam Darnold returning for the Jets. Is that enough for the Jets to get a victory?
No. I mean, I'm not a huge – I'm not a huge fan of Dak. I've talked about it before, but I still think Cowboys are a better
Dallas,
team.
Dallas is on a two-game losing streak. And we proved that – I mean, they beat the Giants. Mm.
They beat
the Dolphins. So we've proved that who they've beaten.
I can't do it. I think they're going to beat the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets are in the same category as the Redskins, the Giants,
right,
and the Dolphins. So we covered that. I mean, like we said earlier, we both think the Jets will be better than the Redskins and the Dolphins.
Right.
But at this point, with Sam Darnold coming back.
Just coming back.
Yeah, it's not Moses parting the Red Sea here.
Yeah.
it's the New York Jets against the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys will win this one. Sunday night's game.
Yeah.
Our Pittsburgh Steelers at the Los Angeles Chargers. Pittsburgh faithfully has a hard time traveling out west to win games. Mm-hmm. Starting Devlin Hodges, your third-string quarterback. James Washington won't play.
Yeah.
And Phillip Rivers, Melvin Gordon, this is his second weekend. Means he's getting in a little better football shape. And, I mean, at the beginning of the season, I had the Chargers picked as a playoff team.
I had the Steelers picked as the Super Bowl winner, so
that kind of offsets each other.
Yeah, a little bit. I hate to say it, but I think the Steelers are a good 1-4 team. Like, I hate saying that. You can't be a good 1-4 team, but you know what I mean. Just a few games they've had have been close, and I think they're gonna win. I think you have to win. I think it helps that you're kind of like your back's kind of against the wall on this one. And I don't think there's a great coaching staff or a great offensive coordinator, but I think that with this game, like, you have to open up, and I think they will finally, because I think they're at that point where, like, you got to do something.
That's where my problem is. My problem with picking this game is I don't know where the coaching staff is. I mean, they opened up Rudolph against the Seahawks, then they pulled him back the next week against the 49ers, so the coaching staff scares me more on this one than the play of Devlin Hodges or anyone on the team. I think the defense is playing good, and I think, well, a few shows ago I said there's two things that'll never happen probably on this show. I can't say definitely, but probably it'll never happen on this show. And one of the things that was that I would say Kyler Murray's an NFL quarterback.
Mm.
And the other thing was that I'd pick against my Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I can't do it at all. Like, if I really do think they're going to win, but by the way, if I thought they weren't, I wouldn't say it. But
I feel like it's bad mojo. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't sit here and be like, hey, they're gonna, I can't do that. If I was getting paid, like, to make my analysis, then I would probably do it more, you know, like, professionally, I guess. But I'm not picking against my Steelers. I do think they win that game, though. I really do.
Even if by some grace of God this show gets picked up by a radio station, yeah, and they start paying me, mm-hmm, still my show. I'm still not going to do it. But, okay, Monday night's game. And you know what? This used to be a game that was hands down. You knew the winner of this game going in. Mm. And it's not that way this year.
No.
You got the Detroit Lions going into Lambeau Field and facing the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to Detroit.
You're going to Detroit.
I'm
going to Detroit.
I want to go to Detroit. I'm going to Detroit.
You know what? I will tell you this. I want to go to Detroit, too. I really do. The only thing that stops me from going to Detroit is that it's in Green Bay.
Yeah.
If this game is in Detroit, I go Detroit all the way, but I think
Green Bay is playing great, but Green Bay is also a team I thought wasn't going to be that great in the beginning of the year, and I still just not 100% sold.
I honestly wouldn't say Green Bay is playing great,
yeah.
But at the same time, the Lions aren't playing great. Mm-hmm. This is one of those, like I said, if it's being played in Detroit, I go with Detroit, and I pick the Lions, but because it's being played in Green Bay, I'm going to take the Packers on this one. But at the same time, will it surprise me if I lose this game and Detroit ends up beating the Packers? No, it won't surprise me. I think Detroit's playing good football this mm-hmm. year. I mean, Detroit, like I said, they gave Kansas City everything they wanted and then some. And now I know you've got San Francisco 4-0 and you've got New England 6-0 and so on and so forth. But when you look at the top teams in the NFL, Kansas City's still right up there at the top.
Yeah.
And Detroit gave them all they wanted and then some.
Yeah.
So if this game was at Detroit, I'd go with Detroit. It's at Green Bay. I'm going to pick Green Bay on this one.
Yeah.
So, but it won't surprise me if I lose.
Yeah, I want to pick Detroit. Yep.
So you got Detroit on this one. All right, well, that's our picks. And that'll do it for the show. Buddy, I want to thank you for coming in and doing this with me. Sure had a lot of fun.
I really did. I had so much fun.
I did, too. I appreciate you coming in. You know, anytime you want to sit in when I'm at home or call in when I'm at work, I'd love to have you call in. I had a lot of fun. I love you. I'm still not turning on your cable.
Not yet. I'm still going to keep trying.
You keep trying, but it ain't going to happen anytime soon. I promise you that. With that being said, I want to remind everyone the show is changing over from Sports Talk with Jim and Tom to Sports Talk with Jim. Visit the website, Sports Talk with Jim, Facebook page, Sports Talk with Jim, and the show will still be available. In the beginning, it will only be available on Anchor.fm and Spotify. Eventually, we will get to all the other 7 platforms that we're available on. Want to thank everyone for listening. Want to wish my buddy Tom all the best. Once again, Austin, thanks, buddy, for being here.
Of course.
And with that being said, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. You know what, everybody? It's getting that time of the year again. Summer's coming to an end. Winter's right around the corner. And if you're like me, that means it's time to clean out the garage, make room in the garage to get the car in there. Or maybe you just, you know what, you've had all summer, you've got that patio furniture, you've got your use out of it, and it's time to get rid of it instead of storing it away for the winter. Or maybe, you know what, you had to pick up a new living room set. Well, you got to get rid of the old one. You got to get rid of this stuff. If you're like me, you work a lot. Don't want to take the time off on your only days off to load this stuff up, haul it away, and get rid of it. You just don't want to deal with that stuff on your day off. Well, you know what? If you're in the North Georgia area, I know some guys that want to do that for you. They'll take care of it for you. Family-owned, family-operated company. They'll come get your stuff, haul it off for you. Quick, clean, and friendly service. Give my friends at North Georgia Junk Removal a call at 678-934-1344 or visit them on the web at www.ngajunkremoval.com. Again, that's 678-934-1344. Tell them you heard about it on Sports Talk with Jim and Tom and receive $25 off your first $100 order. Hey, everybody. Just want to remind you, we've made some changes to the show. We'll no longer be known as Sports Talk with Jim and Tom. We'll be known from this point forward as Sports Talk with Jim. With that being said, there'll be changes on how you can listen to us. First, you'll only be able to get us on Anchor.fm or Spotify Podcast. Soon, we'll be available on any of the other five platforms that you've been listening to us on. Also, our website's changed to www.sportstalkwithjim. Facebook page is Sports Talk with Jim. Also, the Twitter page will be only Sports Talk with Jim. Want to remind you, the same programming you've heard, you're still going to hear. Tom's name's not on the show now, but he'll still be joining the show along with other guests. Hope you enjoy listening and want to thank you for listening, encouraging you to continue to listen. Tell a friend about the show. Visit the website. Let us know what you think about the show. Look forward to hearing from you. Once again, Tom, he will be calling in the show from time to time. Look forward to hearing from him, and he appreciates all your love and support. With that being said, thanks for listening.